Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
As seniors experience what doctors call an epidemic of loneliness and isolation during the ongoing pandemic, it's becoming more important than ever to check in with aging loved ones and neighbors. And joining me now is Michaela Williams. She works for the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services. She supervises a team that specializes in reducing elder abuse, including financial abuse. So thank you for joining me today, Michaela. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to work for the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services.
Well, I started with County Riverside Adult Services, or actually the County of Riverside, about 22 years ago when I first came to this country. About 5-6 years ago, I moved over to our Adult Services Division, and I worked for a program called CARE, which is Curtailing Abuse Related to the Elderly. So I primarily work financial and consumer fraud cases with the CARE program.
Okay, now the average age is increasing throughout the nation. So tell us about Riverside County's growing aging population.
Absolutely. Riverside County has right now approximately about 356,000 older adults, which equates to just over 14% of the population. The 65 and over population is expected to nearly double to about 548,000 over the next 10 years. So we're going to see quite a large increase in that population. And I think one of the ways to easily understand that is that about one in every five Riverside County residents is at least 60 years old. Nearly one in five of these county residents live in isolation. You'll find when you work with a lot of your seniors, some of them, their family members have passed away, their friends have passed away, and some of them get very, very isolated. We are going to have to find in, you know, the foreseeable future ways for our community services, our community programs to work very closely together to address some of the challenges that we are going to see in these coming years.
Of course, with the COVID-19 pandemic still in focus, that creates a lot of problems for everyone. But why is it more important than ever to check on the aging and our loved ones, our aging loved ones, and our neighbors during the pandemic?
Yes, absolutely. This 6 months of the first 6 months of 2020 have definitely thrown some curveballs and been some challenges for everybody. Specifically our seniors. With seniors physically isolating at home to protect themselves from COVID-19, we are seeing some unintended consequences of that. Doctors with Riverside University Health System have announced that there's mounting evidence that loneliness is linked to physical, emotional, and mental health issues. Older adults are much higher risk because they have multiple risk factors such as chronic illness, you know, sensory impairment, hearing loss, sight loss, mobility isn't quite so easy for them. So there's a lot of challenges that go along with being a senior and being isolated through this time. Again, they are more likely to live alone. What I would like to suggest to our community members and to family members, we suggest you check in with your aging loved ones, your neighbors, give them a call by phone, maybe, you know, video chat or drop off some food with a note to them. It also helps prevent elder abuse when you're around your seniors, your older adults, just to kind of have a quick conversation, check in, how are you doing, how's your finances, can I do anything to help you, support you. It's a big help to prevent that elder abuse. some seniors reach out for help, and then we have those that don't reach out for help. We need the community to help as a whole. You can report any suspected elder abuse to Riverside County Adult Protective Services. They have a phone number, which is 800-491-7123. That line is available 24/7, and you will have somebody, a physical person to speak to make your cross report. So again, that's 800-491-7123. And I say to you, if you suspect there's something to worry about, please report. It gives us an opportunity to provide services and resources and just help our seniors that are isolated.
Okay, now what type of suggestions do you have for those that are in senior facilities, which of course have been hit real hard with the COVID-19 virus? How can we visit them when many of those facilities aren't allowing outside visitors?
So that's a very difficult one. Yes, you're correct. Outside visitors aren't able to come in. Again, we might be able to set up something with video chat or maybe call your family member. You can also reach out to Ombudsman, Community Care Licensing, maybe reach out to those agencies, see what services, resources they have available. I was on a webinar this morning, and there are some ideas coming down the pipe to assist with families keeping in contact with their loved ones that are in facilities. I don't have the details on that yet, so it might be something to kind of keep an eye on coming out soon.
Okay, great. Now, you deal a lot with elder abuse. Elder abuse takes many different forms. What are some of those different forms, and what are some of the most common forms of elder abuse in our county?
So there are many different types of elder abuse. Physical abuse, we have sexual abuse, financial abuse is a big one, emotional abuse. 1 in 10 older Americans over the age of 60 will experience some type of abuse in their life. Since 2014, we've seen a consistent rise in reports of elder abuse in Riverside County. Most common forms of Riverside County abuse consist of financial exploitation. That's a big one. You have consumer fraud, you have scams, you have ID theft. So there's a lot that comes in that financial exploitation component. We also see neglect and then self-neglect. Self-neglect is on the rise. We see that because our population is living longer. They live on their own a lot longer. And when you start having illnesses, you can't drive, you can't see, you can't get to the grocery store, you can't get to fill your prescription with your doctor. We have hoarding situations. So self-neglect is a big one. Then we also have the verbal and the mental abuse. We encourage our elders to speak, to seek personal collections and mental health services. In addition to investigating reports of abuse, Adult Protective Services collaborates with county partners to connect with our clients with vital resources. We work very, very closely with behavioral health, mental health, Office on Aging. There are some great services and great programs through those agencies. Isolation is a breeding ground for abuse. So again, I go back to please keep in contact with your senior community members or family members that are isolated and just help keep an eye on them.
Okay, now do you have any specific examples of some of the elder abuse cases that you have actually dealt with?
I can give you the background of at least one case. It came down to a caregiver case. And this person who had presented herself as a caregiver befriended this client who was isolated, again, very financially well off. And by time this lady that was, you know, pretending to be a caregiver had finished with this client, she had managed to change the deed on her home. She had emptied her bank account, taken her vehicle, taken her golf cart, and really it came down to just short of $1 million that she had managed to scam out of this client. And I will say to you, it's so much harder to get those assets back than it is preventing it in the first place. A lot of our clients they will lose their entire life savings if they don't have somebody to watch out for them and help them make those big decisions. If you have a senior in your family, be a second set of eyes for them. Help them, you know, when they're making big decisions.
Okay, and what are some of the warning signs that we should be looking for?
So if I talk to you about, so let me throw out this statistic. According to Medicare Advantage, it is estimated that older adults lose about $36 billion every year to scams, fraud, and financial exploitation. And I can tell you that anyone can be a victim, male, female, rich, poor, educated, or not so educated. Some of the scams that we're actually seeing are online dating scams, which are the sweetheart scams, lotteries and sweepstakes. Home repair is a big scam. Somebody knocks on your door, wants to do some work, and they want you to hand them some money. Don't do it. Grandparents is me. Identity theft is huge, so make sure you destroy, you know, when you put mail in your trash, make sure it's destroyed. Go to your mailbox every day. Take your mail out. Don't leave mail in your vehicles. Jewelry scam is a big one. Insurance and investment fraud is very, very big. We're actually seeing, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's some scams that are very specific to that pandemic. Stimulus check scam. You know, if somebody calls you and says, you know, for $500, I'll expedite your stimulus check, that's a no. Hoarding, price gouging, fraudulent coronavirus vaccines for sale, charity. What they do is forces exploit your desire to help others. Social Security Administration warning about a fraud letter threatening to suspend benefits. The benefits are not being suspended. You have to make sure you can educate yourself as much as you possibly can. If you have a computer, go online, search some of the websites. If you literally go into a search engine or Google and type in senior financial scams or senior fraud scams, you're going to have a lot of information come up. Federal Trade Commission, they have an absolute great website where you can go and learn on, you know, the different information on that website. Department of Business Oversight is another great website. And Office of Inspector General, Social Security, they just announced they have a YouTube channel. So, and go on their website for some great information.
Give us that number once again where we can report a suspected case of elder abuse.
Suspected, it would be 800-491-7123. If you have family members, let me just quickly go through, and I wanted to go back to your original question, warning signs. So suspicious changes in wills or power of attorneys, if all of a sudden there's a quick change there for no reason. Financial activity, the person couldn't have done themselves. So if you all of a sudden you see bank accounts that have been set up online and there's large sums of money being transferred between banking accounts, and you know that that's something that that person's not done in the past, or they don't even have a computer, that's going to give you a red flag. Bills not being paid, that means maybe their money is being used for other things. Significant withdrawals or unusual purchases. You know, if you're elderly and all of a sudden you've got large purchases at casinos or a vehicle, whatever it may be, or, you know, large purchases on your aunt's credit card, they are things to look for. They are definitely things to watch out for. Can I also just mention about the CARE program?
Sure, go ahead.
It is it's a local program in Riverside County that is actually through Adult Services, and CARE stands for Curtailing Abuse to the Elderly. That program specifically is available to advocate for our clients who have become victims of consumer fraud, scams, or ID theft. We can assist our clients one-on-one with reporting to regulatory agencies. Education. We spend a lot of time going out into our communities and educating our community members on scams, about anti-fraud. And then we also spend a lot of time reporting to other agencies, organizations throughout the county on, you know, reporting requirements. So a very, very good program to have locally, and you can actually get in contact with that program through the 800 number for Adult Protective Services.
Okay, great. As we get ready to wrap things up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
The one thing I do want to add, Riverside County has a need for caretakers for vulnerable adults right now. And if people are looking for a job in this tough economic climate, we should know that in-home support services is hiring. The job offers benefits, flexible hours, and it's a way to make a positive difference in the lives of elderly and disabled residents. Anyone interested can apply by calling 888-960-4477 and just say that they're interested in becoming a caregiver for a senior or elder dependent adult. And then you can also go onto our Riverside County's RIVCO DPSS website for additional information.
Okay, give us that phone number once again.
888-960-4477.
Okay, Michaela Williams with the Riverside County Department of Public Social Services. She's in the Adult Services Department, and she supervises a team that specializes in reducing elder abuse, including financial elder abuse. So thank you once again for joining me today, Michaela. Some really good information.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.